Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena Suri, how are you today?
Morena Rachel, pretty good that the sun's out. How about you?
Yeah, not too bad. It's good to have a bit of sunshine. I nearly got sunburnt yesterday, but got my hat on, got my sunblock. We're all right. Nice.
Spring's here.
It is indeed. Hey, what are we talking about in the world of books?
So today I'll be reviewing Morningstar by Knausgård. It's a tome of a book, 666 pages long. I thought after seven autobiographical novels, I wasn't sure that Knausgård would have like much more to say.
it's quite something to be like, I'm going to spend my life writing about my life, but in novels. It's a audacious thing to decide to do.
100%, and they're very contentious. I think he's still got pending lawsuits from like family members.
Crikey. Yeah,
he's a brave man.
Very awkward Christmases.
Yeah. But this is actually, in some ways, very similar, I think, to what we saw in the My Struggle series, where it does look at the minutiae of daily life, but it is also very different from it. For an author whose lane is so strictly in the world of realism, this is like definitely quite a departure away. It follows the lives of nine people who are sort of interconnected in these quite tenuous ways. But it really, they're connected by the same star that appears at different points in the sky to them.
That's a nice narrative feature.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's like quite a nice metaphor for like the strange interconnectedness of like human beings, and I think that's really a departure away for Knausgård. So it's like, it's definitely more surreal and supernatural, and it really echoes like the duality of humans living in the material world, and also the fantasy world of religion and philosophy. There's lots of philosophy in this book. It can get, I think, quite dense at times, so I would give myself like probably a couple of weeks to read it and really mull over some of the stuff in here.
Who would you recommend it to? Because a big book like that can be quite daunting. How do you sort of like, I guess, encourage people into that? Who do you think might like this?
I think actually I read Franzen's latest one quite recently, and I think people who are fans of like Franzen or even Ishiguro or like Paul Auster, just anyone who likes like a really good novel, really good characterization, and yeah, a lot of like Socratic dialogue and philosophy. Yeah. I don't know. I was quite nervous to read it. I feel like expansive novels like this have become like really popular. And you and I were sort of talking really briefly before about, you know, how like you were reading Hari Kunzru.
Yeah.
And there is that kind of interesting fable quality to like a lot of contemporary fiction coming out at the moment. It's just interesting. I'm not sure where it comes from or what it means, but it seems like it's been so heavy in a lot of the books that I've read recently. Another like What Makes Us Human books. So the characters in Knausgård's books, they're like really just exploring, I guess, the everyday life, the everyday sort of mundane rituals of daily life. They're going through heartbreak, dissolving marriages, mental health crises, addiction, crumbling careers, and he gets like a real patchwork of people. Like there's like, he looks at the scope of family, this doctor who's going through like a crisis in their career. It's like really just sort of vignettes into so many different people, and you constantly feel like the spectre of the unreal and imagined hovering above like the prosaic rituals of daily life.
Whoa.
It's really interesting and bizarre and fantastic. And I think at a time like now during lockdown where like people are feeling like a little bit more maybe like philosophical about their lives, this asks a lot of questions that I think are really interesting.
Cool. Well, that sounds like something to definitely sink your teeth into. Quite the tomb, as you say, but it'll be a good thing to kind of, I guess, lose yourself in a little bit at the moment.
Yeah, definitely. I think so.
So remind us of the name and the author again, and how much is it?
Morning Star by Knausgård. It's $37 and you can get it at any good independent, including Time Out.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Suri. We've just had a really lovely text in from someone who says, we love Suri. She's so great to talk about books, and we heartily agree. So I hope you have a lovely rest of your day, Suri.
Oh, that's very sweet. Thank you.
See you later.
Bye.
That was Loose Reads
with Suri this